Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The music heralding the beginning of another Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Pleased to introduce you to Michael Harrison. I am privileged. Ooh. Even to introduce you.
Well, it's Harrison. Interesting you mention the music. I like that kind of music.
Dun, 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 right. Dun, dun. Official.
We used to play music like that when we did the news, you know.
Yes. Right. Those were the good old days,
you know. Or yeah. The sound of the teletype machines.
Yes, in the background. Yes. What was his name? Bill DeFreitas, Mutual News.
Yeah. Years after teletype machines were no longer in use, many radio stations still played them in the background during the news.
Yep. When I was the operations director at WEEI in Boston for a couple of years in the mid-80s, it was the Boston news station, and they were all... I was trying to update the sound of the station, and the news writers and readers all objected, saying I was trying to change too much, and it was just that sort of thing. The stuff that was in the background sounded like it was from the 1950s. So
the big time sound of the the lightning bolts emanating from the tower.
Well, it's like today what they do on Fox News and some of the other, they have that whatever that noise is when they're introducing a new subject, it's that, you know what I'm talking about, that the slosh across the
swoosh. It's called the swoosh.
The swoosh. Exactly.
I once ran a radio station, early talk station. We called it Super Talk. We're talking in the 80s.
Yep.
And every time we would go to a telephone call, we had a sounder that went whoosh. So it would sort of give you the idea that this person is suddenly whooshed onto the stage of your mind.
Stand by for news. First, exactly. Fast and factual.
So let's do the stories. It's been another intense week. At number 10, we have worldwide weather and climate change. And that's tied with the Lori Loughlin guilty plea. That case sort of gives us a little bit of celebrity gossip, although it does tie into ethics and parenting.
Some good questions. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not frivolous at all. At all.
No. No.
Number 9, we have race relations and the Ahmaud Arbery case. At number 8, we have psychology.
What a can of worms that is. Oof.
It is a can of worms. God, there's a lot to it. A lot to it. Mm. Psychology and personal relationships at number 8. At number 7, communications, technology, and sports. Sports really being discussion about how are we going to do this. And number 6, the Michael Flynn case, the Inspector General firing, and Mike Pompeo being investigated as a result of that political hoo-ha.
You think about a guy being investigated because he asked his assistant to pick up his laundry. We have nothing better to do than to have a highly paid government inspector general looking into this guy because his assistant picks up his laundry. Huh? That's where we are.
Where we are is cherry picking every negative we can find in terms of the players of the opposite party. Therefore, the appearance to the casual observer, who's maybe not political in nature, is that both sides stink.
They do.
And, well, they do to a large extent.
Yeah.
But you can find something on anybody if you really want to make a case against them, and there's this constant game of gotcha going on.
Right.
So it's troubling. Mm-hmm. It's very troubling. At number 5, we have U.S.-China relations and the World Health Organization controversy. The China thing all over the place, from their involvement in the coronavirus to their now clamping down on Hong Kong. Wow. And people are starting to become aware.
I think we talked last week after I interviewed the lady from the Epoch Times about what they were doing. There's a picture. Yeah, I'm sure we talked about it.
Oh, we did talk about it extensively. It was very.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it was quite quite an impression I came away with from your description of the way they are locking down people in Wuhan.
Yep.
At number four, the presidential race and politics. At number three, the economy and education. We have an education crisis in America. This is a real, real serious situation. Summer schools are being closed. When to open and if to open and how to open in September. Colleges face enormous challenges, as do, obviously, grade schools and high schools.
Yeah.
At number two, we have health care. That's a whole array of topics, serums, vaccines, and the hydroxychloroquine controversy is back at the top of the list of our discussion because the president casually dropped the news that he's taking it as a preventative measure.
There isn't one doctor I respect on either side that doesn't say that the use of this malaria drug in combination with the Z-Pak with the right doses isn't the right way at the moment, the best way of all of the options. And so and a number of people have been debunked, Fauci on this. Fauci's been debunked across the board on almost everything he talks about, it would seem.
And again, there's a heavy politics. Political component component to that. And the hydroxychloroquine, like any drug of consequence, has to be taken by a person whose doctor believes that it's okay.
Yeah.
There's a downside to it, but there's a downside to all drugs.
Of course there is. Look at the people who die from drugs that are approved by the FDA. Come on.
So that's why, again, it's a matter of political cherry-picking. In other words...
That's a great phrase, by the way. Can you trademark that? Political cherry-picking.
Well, I like that. It's two different terms that go together very well.
Yeah, they do.
But the hydroxychloroquine issue is political. It's purely political.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, honest discussion about the role of this drug, this med, in this whole situation has not been honest, to say the least.
Yeah.
All right, and number one, we have statistics and projections. Every story is connected to how many people have died, how many people have got it. And as of the time that you and I are having this conversation, which is being played out across the nation over the Memorial Day weekend, there have been 1.61 million cases in the United States diagnosed with 95,000 deaths. That's incredibly high, way more than the Vietnam War. But something you don't often hear is 308,000 have recovered.
No, but then there's the other side of the stats, and that's the number of people who have been, when they're passing away, what the death certificate says they've died of. There is a feeling, a strong feeling, at least in my neck of the woods, among the Boston hospitals, that once there was a good reporter who started asking a lot of questions about, well, why do you declare this person died of pneumonia or that person died of whatever? Isn't it related to COVID? And when you really dig down into it, yeah, it is. It's about twice as many people have died, it would seem, from the COVID who then have been reported in the way they're reporting it.
So, yeah, well, what bothers me is people who say, and you know, character really comes out. You really see what people are about during this thing.
A lot of people
say, well, I mean, some of these deaths are people that were going to die anyway. Or so it's.
Hear it. I think that comes from. I don't know any of it. Is there somebody among us who's not going to die? I want to know who that person is.
Well, there you go. That's a much deeper truth.
But
there's. Or I'll tell you what really irks me is when people say, but they're old. It's mostly old people.
Right. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Kiss your butt goodbye. If you're 85 or older, you have no value. Get lost. See you later, alligator.
Worse yet, you're in the way. Not only don't you have value, you're in the way. Mm-hmm. So that's really nasty and indicative of a decadent society. We got to be
disrespectful society,
to say the least.
Right, as you and I approach those ages quicker than we'd probably like to admit. I remember there was a. Listen, isn't it funny what we remember about life? I remember on ABC, Bob Hope had specials, and John Wayne had a television show, and the two of them were friends. And it was one of their birthdays. I can't remember. It was a television show celebrating the birthday. I think it was John Wayne. And at the end of the show, they were talking about their ages and their careers. And Bob Hope wished John Wayne a happy birthday. And John Wayne's retort was, "I hope I live forever, and the last voice I hear is yours." Think about that. That statement. I would say that to you. I hope you live forever, and the last voice you hear is mine.
Take this, Doug.
Yes,
hey, take this, you bug. Boom.
All right.
So, who's Bob Hope?
Please. You know, I was in the car with a 21-year-old kid who just graduated from Tufts University, uh-huh. Wonderful kid this week, and we were talking about, and even when I'm on the air with Victoria, not so much Jennifer, but Victoria, Jennifer to a point, and I bring up things that are cultural from, let's say, the 50s or the 60s or even sometimes the 70s, and they don't know anything about it. Nothing. Zero. I brought up a television show the other day. They didn't know what I was talking about.
What show? Just curious. Do you remember, or was it just something?
You know, I don't even remember what it was now. It was something that was a passing moment. And there was a song. Oh, I know what it was. It was a song, "If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, Never Make a Pretty Woman Your Wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you." They thought it was horrible that I thought that was a fun song. They were so...
it was horrible.
Oh, it was fun.
It was fun, but it was horrible, though.
It was horrible. You know. Yeah, Jimmy, you're watching that way. You sure can. Jimmy Soul.
Jimmy Soul. I knew it was Jimmy somebody. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman
pretty
your
woman
wife.
Your wife. Yep. And on that note, we will pause in our coverage of the hot hits of the week.
And we might be back, or we
may be. Yeah, hold your breath. Calendrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving on now in our overview of the stories, the conversation that Michael and I have every week, based loosely sometimes on the list, the stories, the people. Did you get through the people list, did you?
No.
You didn't do the people list yet, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't realize that. I'm so fascinated listening to us that I forgot I have to do it.
Please. Help yourself, please.
Yeah, right. It doesn't happen unless I speak. You know, I'm sitting here listening to us. All right. We have Lori Loughlin at 10. We have Ahmed Arbery, Gregory and Travis McMichael, and a new name has been added to that list, although it's not on the survey.
The guy doing the video.
William Bryan, not to be confused with the iconic statesman and orator William Jennings Bryan. Or Bryant? I don't know what his name was.
Bryant. Bryant is this guy's name. Bryan was the other
Bryan,
guy's name.
Yeah. We have John Ratcliffe at number 8, Steve Linick and Mike Pompeo at 7, number 6, Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Susan Rice, Biden and Tara Reid at number 5, Andrew Cuomo at 4, Mitch McConnell at 3, Nancy Pelosi at 2, and Donald Trump at 1, and, basically same names with a couple
of Don't you think
ones.
The Tara Reid thing has kind of gone away, kind of fizzled with Joe Biden?
I think it's quasi fizzled. I don't think it's completely gone away, but it's not hanging over the election the way it might have had we been in a different era now.
Yeah, right. Maybe because we're too worked up on the obvious. So speaking of things that become silly. The attention, the lieutenant governor or the attorney general in Michigan said to Donald Trump this week, you're not welcome to come back to Michigan because you aren't wearing a mask. Like she has the authority to keep the president out of Michigan. But if you look at the pictures for the first time, guess who's wearing a mask? She looked ridiculous. But it was pure politics, like you've been saying. You know, we're Democrats. We don't want a Republican in our state. Get out.
Mm-hmm. Or just making the mask such an issue that it becomes the focal point. Guy doesn't want to wear a mask. All right, he's not wearing a mask. You want to criticize him for not setting a good example? Okay, that's all right, too. But to make it that big an issue, I think, is to divert attention from what's important.
You know, speaking of what's important, number 9, the race relations you mentioned, number 9, both the people list and the story list, the story of this Ahmed Arbery and what actually happened with him. But there was another one of these cases this week in Iowa where a black guy got beaten. He was a civil rights activist, apparently, and his name is DeQuar Jones. He got a broken arm, a broken nose, a broken jaw, five broken ribs. You should see the picture of this guy. He was beaten up by a number of white men. And his question to the news media is, why did it have to go this far? And that's a great... This is Des Moines, Iowa, where you wouldn't necessarily think, you know, whether it sounds... Well, it sounds the way it sounds. I just don't think of Iowans the same way I think of people in Mississippi when it comes to this stuff, or Georgia. I just don't. But
we're talking about one case. We're talking about a case. There's an isolated case of everything everywhere.
You can't
judge. You know, well, you know, Iowans are nice and Mississippians may not be when it comes to race relations. No, but everything is not as distinct in reality as it can be in broad based conversations where everything is black or white. You know, because none of this stuff surprises me. And when you look at the statistics about race relations, they really don't fall in line with the idea that there really is this kind of racism in America.
No, more crimes are committed. Blacks, 96% of the offenses committed against blacks are committed by other blacks. But you never hear that stat. Never.
The stats are different than what we say. But I know we have a break coming up. So
yes, we do. It's 28 past the hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden declared he shouldn't have been so cavalier after he told a prominent black radio host on The Breakfast Club the following.
You got more questions, but I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee quickly moved to address the fallout from his remark, which was interpreted by many, presuming black Americans would automatically vote for him. Biden said he would never take the African-American community for granted. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the Senate's sole black Republican, said he was shocked and surprised by Biden's remarks.
That is the most arrogant, condescending comment I've heard in a very long time, and that's saying something. If you think about the numbers, 1.3 million African-Americans voted for Trump. He's saying to 1.3 million African-Americans that you're not black? Who in the heck does he think he is?
This is USA Radio News. With Memorial Day coming this weekend, beaches are reopening, cities are letting restaurants seat people outside, and closing streets to encourage foot traffic, and many national parks are also letting people back in. Second Lady Karen Pence spoke at the Smoky Mountain National Park in Tennessee.
Not only are these experiences enjoyable to have, but they're good for us, too.
Stay-at-home orders have been eased in many cities, just as temperatures are warming up for the holiday weekend. And the Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, announced that the U.S. Department of Agriculture would provide up to $1 billion in guaranteed loans to rural businesses and farmers in an effort to help them survive the coronavirus. The USDA is committed to being a strong partner to those rural businesses and agricultural producers and being a strong supporter of all aspects to the rural economy, according to Perdue. The policy change opens up eligibility to some agriculture producers who were not able to receive loans from the USDA Farm Service Agency program. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time for us now to do the second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Review, also called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the publisher, editor of Talkers Magazine, and he keeps his fingers on the pulse, if you will, and not his thumb.
Did you hear the duck? Did you hear the duck?
I did hear the duck, yes.
I was keeping my fingers on the thumb, my thumb on the something, and the duck
yes.
came in.
All right. The duck came in.
The duck is gone. Duck.
No, really? Bring the duck back again. The education system, we're finding out a lot. Number three this week on the story list is a focus on the economy and also education. You probably saw this continuing lawsuit against the University of Phoenix or Phoenix University or whatever, where they're paying out. They paid a $195 million fine for basically bilking people out of money. And I thought to myself, the first thought I had was, is there that much money in running these online education programs, the for-profit schools, that they have $195 million? That was my first thought. And then I wondered, where'd the $195 million go? It's kind of like with Lori Loughlin, the guilty plea, number 10 this week on the countdown. She's paying a $150,000 fine. Her husband's $250,000. Where's the money going? Why, instead of going to jail, why aren't those people being told, okay, you take $500,000 or whatever and set up a some kind of a 501c3 that gives scholarships to kids who want to go to school and they can't afford to? Why wouldn't you do that with the money instead of taking the money and putting it into the so-called general fund and then who knows where it goes?
Right. Then it gets funneled into some politician's pocket.
Yeah. Right. So, you know. Does that make sense? Why wouldn't they have them? Why can't we be thoughtful and creative with these sorts of things? What is that? Where did the $195 million go that the University of Phoenix paid as a fine for them bilking all those people out of money all those years? Where'd that money go?
Better roads and
thank you. Good for you, Michael.
New bridges.
Yeah, right. Yep. Now, the other side of the education thing, I've heard this a lot, this week. You know, because education supposedly is taking place. Education is a lousy word for it. Schooling is probably better. Because education is not always... the word itself, I think, is misused. So parents, though, are seeing what's being taught because all the children are at school, are at home, and they're learning because they got iPads and iPhones and whatever else, the computers. So parents actually are watching what's going on and quite enlightened about what's being taught, or more, what isn't being taught and why and how it's being taught. I've heard any number of parents who, either in my circle of friends or in conversation on the radio, who have said, wow, I never realized that kids were learning this, or they were learning that way, or the teacher had this point of view. And it gets back to my old ruse about, you know, being taught what to think instead of how to think. And the political, it's just very enlightening to see. And so more and more parents say, I'm going to homeschool my kids. Well, that's basically what's going on now anyway. But what do you think? Do you think that parents are learning more about what their children do at school, and are they interested?
Well, some are, some aren't. Mm-hmm. Some don't know what their children are learning in school because they never learned it themselves. Some are not.
That's an interesting point.
I mean, you know, I mean, again, this is broad strokes conversation. Yeah. The fact is, some people are finding they can't handle homeschooling, that between working from home, being stuck at home with their families, and all of, you know, a lot of families don't spend any time together. Now they're forced to suddenly spend time together. That's been a revelation.
That's, and on top of it, this week, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then on top of that, they have to homeschool their kids. They're having a terrible time doing it. Yeah. So I don't think that the homeschool movement is being pushed that far forward. I think it may be a little bit in the end of everything, but a lot of people are not happy with it. But in terms of political bias, in terms of an interpretation of history, in terms of the viewpoints that are being presented in schools, that is a revelation to a lot of parents. But it brings up a problem in a highly polarized political society as we live in today. It's very difficult when everybody's offended by everything and there are two sides to every story and two alternate realities, not even sides to a story, two totally different stories. How do you teach kids things without it suddenly getting into a debate as to, what really were the causes of the Civil War? And what really was this? And what really is that? And, you know... where does science end and philosophy begin, et cetera, et cetera. All of these things are going through a major scrutiny and overhaul, and we really are faced with lots of challenges in terms of setting up curriculum and teaching our kids.
Well, so this is one of the biggest ruses in the world, and I've always thought this. Science, and everybody says, I'm relying on science. Really? Well, how come there are three different scientists who have three different points of view about the same thing this week alone? Here's the scientist, Professor Gupta, no relation, who is the professor of epidemiology at the University of Oxford, who says that we should be out, the lockdown should be over. Everybody should go back to the way it was before, as close as we can get, because coronavirus has infected half the population, and some of them are going to know it, and some people are not going to know it until later. Maybe they'll never know that they have it. But to have everything closed down is nuts. Now, here's another scientist who says that Moderna, this is Moderna is the one coming up with the vaccine, or at least seems to be closest to it. And some scientists say, this is somebody from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who says they're looking at this whole process, and this is a company based here in Massachusetts and being scrutinized by Massachusetts politicians and people in education. There are those who say, oh, this is great for business, and look at the stock market, how it's reacted to this. And somebody else says, you're not going to come up. This is all hype. These people are trying to increase the value of their stock. They're no further along with coming up with a fix for this problem than three or four other companies, pharmaceutical companies. But they're smarter about how they do their PR. So, you know, you look at this stuff and they, who knows what to believe?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest problem. The biggest problem right now is we don't know what to believe.
But science just arguing with others. Well, one scientist argues with another scientist.
Well, the scientists have always argued with each other. That's what science is. Science science is not a result. Science is not a doctrine. Science is not a list of facts that's written in stone. Science is a process. Science is a process for trying to determine the truth and trying to gain knowledge. It's constantly revising itself.
Right, it's always changing. Right.
Science is a field that constantly tries to prove it's wrong. That, okay, you have a theory, now the case is try to prove it's wrong, not try to prove it's right. Science advances by trying to replace the science that existed before. Where science runs into problems is when it becomes political, and when it becomes financial, and it creates its own establishment. If you're a scientist with a new idea, and it goes against the basic grain of the establishment in science, they're going to protect that, one, because of egos, and two, because of grants. There's a lot of money attached to not finding the answer.
Yeah, of course there is.
You know? So it's so dishonest science is a major problem.
So how do you know what is honest and what's dishonest? That's the big one of the big conundrums, because I'm tired of listening to these people who they say, oh, well, I'm going to make my decision based on scientific. What? Huh? Whoever pays for the study, that's the way the wind blows.
Yeah, but I don't want to be anti-science, because science is the best for what it is. It's exactly, based on the human element.
Yeah.
But again, the most important thing that I could say is science is a process to determine truth. It isn't truth unto itself. And scientists can be arrogant. Yeah. What's happened is we've reached a point now where we have scienceism, like a religion.
That's great.
Scientists will talk about the Big Bang. And they talk about, you know, the universe is 13.7 billion years old because we played everything back to the original Big Bang. and they talk about it like it's theory, like it's fact. When it's just a theory.
Yeah.
It's just a theory. One of many. It's not written in stone. And when scientists like Neil deGrasse Tyson start going public in the media and talk about these theories as if they are fact, and then have, you know, they're totally critical and make fun of it.
Bill Nye are the two biggest BSers on the planet.
Terrible people. At least their images out there. I don't know how they are personally.
No, but their image, they're
dangerous.
All right, let's stop for a moment, and then we'll continue. Michael Harrison is here, Doug Steffen, with washing and drying instructions. Okay, Michael, time for you to do the laundry.
Yay!
And in the laundry today are a couple of pillows, my pillows. You can wash them, you can dry them, you can wash them in warm water, cold water. You can use any kind of detergent you want. The drying process, you can do this thing. The dryer balls are good to keep the pillows all fluffed up, and you do it every 3-4 weeks now under current conditions. Nobody else has got a pillow that you can wash that's guaranteed for 10 years with that warranty. They'll replace the pillow if it somehow becomes defective, falls apart, whatever. They'll replace it for you within the 10-year buying time. And you can use it for 60 days. If you don't like it, you can send it back, get your money back. Can't do that with any other pillow. Right now at MyPillow.com, the BOGO specials, all the MyPillow BOGO specials, go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com and buy pillows, buy towels, buy sheets, you name it, they've got it. If it has to do with having a comfy experience in your bed, this is the place to go. The fact that they're financing anything over $200, that's pretty cool, too. Radio Listener Specials page, that's what you visit. Buy one, get one free on everything there at MyPillow.com. The People List, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, Lori Loughlin is number 10. Number 9, Armand Arbery and the people in the family that shot him up. John Ratcliffe is number 8, and Mike Pompeo is number 7. Let's see here. The combo of Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Susan Rice seem to all be in the same kettle of fish, 6, A, B, and C. Joe Biden is 5. Andrew Cuomo is 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Nancy Pelosi is 2. She referred to Donald Trump this week as grossly obese. You wonder sometimes whether these politicians don't just say things to get headlines, get attention, or stir the pot. That's all. I mean, and then she sort of walked it back. but the focus on Trump, well, because he's the number one person to focus on, number one on our people list again this week, forever and ever, it would seem, or at least until the end of the year. That's the story here from the Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Finding creative solutions to healthcare problems is the heart of the work at the Mayo Clinic Center for Innovation. The center has developed ideas around how to address obesity and how to improve living spaces so people can sleep better.
We get ideas from all over. Much of what we get is what we discover by simply watching people and finding out where they're having trouble.
Cardiologist Dr. Douglas Wood is the medical director for the Center of Innovation.
We're actually doing some interesting work with voice-to-command computers and voice to help people interact with computers. So most everyone in the country knows about Alexa or Siri. And there are ways that you can have these assistants help you as a patient or as a physician. If, for example, if I send a patient home after surgery and they've forgotten exactly how to do a dressing, Alexa, show me how to change my dressing.
Finding new ways to impact, change, and make better the future of healthcare. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Streed.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Actually, it's from, that's not fair because the list doesn't come from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It comes from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Number 10, Lori Loughlin and the guilty plea. Number 9, race relations as they pertain to the Arbery case in Brunswick, Georgia. Number 8, personal relationships in the height of the COVID reality. And then number 7, communications, the technology of using all this educational stuff for learning. Mike Pompeo's investigation, number 6, China relations, number 5, the presidential race is 4, what's going on in the economy, number 3, healthcare, number 2, and all the stats, continuing to focus on the numbers. That's what Talkers Magazine says, number 1 issue discussed this week on News Talk radio stations all around the country. All right, let's get back to the countdown for a few more minutes here. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with the story. So there's this thing floating around today. As a matter of fact, I saw the headline. I read a little of the story. It was one of those things. I did hear people talking about it here in Boston on one of the talk stations. The story about Rand Paul suggesting that Anthony Fauci wants to ruin every business in America. Now, that's pretty political, but Fauci has been, and I don't think he's been just debunked by people on the other side. I think he's found his credibility has been challenged, shall we say, as a scientist, going back to the science conversation. Yes? What do you think?
I think Fauci is just a victim of his popularity, his celebrity. He's a victim of being in the political crosshairs, you know. I have no opinion about Fauci's competence as a scientist or a doctor. You read about him. There's some things in his past that you wonder if they were political connections, et cetera, et cetera. But I have
How do you get into a job like that if you don't have some kind of political connection? Is that
that's the point. The point is, it's back to what I said, the political cherry picking. He's now being scrutinized in the political wars. It's very hard to get involved in politics without somebody throwing dirt at you, even if it's peripheral. So I don't know about Fauci. I'm going to wait until this is all over before I jump to conclusions about
All right,
his
here's
confidence.
Something you do know about. Let's get a quick plug for the MH interview this week with Ian Anderson, man.
Hey.
Yes.
MHInterview.com. If you're a Jethro Tull fan, don't miss it.
Michael's an old rocker, and so is Ian Anderson. This must be a great conversation. The old rockers come together at MHInterview.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, an integral part of our program every week. He's a college professor of law at Bentley, also an accomplished lawyer on his own right. This is one of those rare occasions where, you know, the old expression, people who do, and people who can't teach. Here's a guy who can do, and he can't teach. And he also is, well, it's true, in my experience with you anyway. Also, the founder of ScamAside.com. All these damn scams, my God. Somebody described it as a pandemic of scams, which I thought was pretty, under the circumstances, pretty appropriate when you look around and see, my God, everybody's got an angle on this stuff. It is really amazing.
It's amazing. And actually, I've used that term of the pandemic of scams myself.
Oh, good.
And it's incredible. It is, the FBI is talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of scam money lost to scams just between, say, April and July. And one of the biggest that is accounting for hundreds of million dollars of itself, the Secret Service just unearthed this past week, and I don't know why it didn't even get more play in the news. I'm glad you asked. And it's a huge unemployment compensation scam that is being run by just one criminal ring in Nigeria. And what they're doing is they obtain social security numbers and personal information off of the dark web that was gathered through data breaches. They then use that to apply around the country for unemployment benefits. But when you apply for unemployment benefits, you can't have that money sent to a bank in Nigeria. So they have it sent to what they call mules. These are people here in the States with bank accounts that pick them up. And the two largest, according to the Secret Service, the two largest groups were, one, people who answered ads, and this is another scam now, for work-at-home jobs. And this work-at-home job is just sending money when money is sent to your account to somewhere else.
Right.
And the other is romance scammers. People who
they're
involved with someone, they're not, but that person they're involved with tells them, gee, they, for whatever purposes, there's a check going to come your way, forward it to me. And this thing is absolutely huge. The taxpayers are losing tons of money on it. And it's just one of, as you said, it's just a myriad of scams that are costing people all kinds of money.
Yep. All right, let's get to number 10 this week on our story list, Lori Loughlin and the guilty plea. People want to know, first of all, we figure she's never going to go to jail because of the, she only got 2 months anyway, but then the money. What happens? Why doesn't the judge, why can't there be some creative judges that would take, all right, so the, between the two of them, they pay a $400,000 fine. So put that money into an account or make them pay, put $1 million into an account that will help students who can't get into school get scholarships to go to school instead of taking the money, putting it in that pot to pee in and never is to be seen again.
Yeah, you know, you've got a good point. And here, it really, you can't throw it on the judge in this case because his hands are tied as to what could be done. But this is the kind of thing where we need to have the courts and have some legislation to allow the judge to do more. So, for instance, there are major cases against companies where there are punitive damages and sometimes even hundreds of millions of dollars. But where does that money go? Does it go towards, when it's a case dealing with environmental problems, does it go towards fixing the environment? In a case like this, does it go towards helping kids who really could use getting into school? It doesn't. And that, I agree with you.
Yeah.
There should
well,
be
even more, Steve, this week the University of Phoenix, the University of Phoenix, whatever that for-profit school, they got charged $195 million in fine. A, and who knew that this kind of educational practice, for-profit schooling, was that profitable that they can cough up $195 million? And then where does the $195 million go? Same question.
In some instances, like that case, it very well could go back to people who have been harmed by the school.
Oh,
so
good.
That one it can be, but we do obviously need to have some much more creative sentencing.
30 seconds on the Ahmaud Arbery case. The third guy gets arrested, but some people are saying this is not what it seems.
I'm not sure. You know, at this point, it's still early in the investigation. It doesn't seem to be anything indicating that Jogger did anything wrong. But I'm also wondering why the guy that took the video is being charged with murder. Does seem to be a bit odd. There's definitely more to this story.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, always more to talk about here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer, legal, beagle legal expertise on the Countdown Show, and also the founder of Scamicide.com. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.